The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day!
It's pissing down outside, but the football podcast carries on regardless. Simon Head, Tom Lemons and Jim Staples are in situ in Henry Addington's. Jim, it's been a busy old week of football. Lots of rumour and speculation over managers. Billy Davis, Dave Jones, Harry Redknapp, Carlo Ancelotti. Have you heard the latest about Ancelotti to QPR this morning?
Ancelotti to QPR?
That's the big one.
Why would they give it a Warnock?
The vice chairman of QPR, who's Warnock's biggest ally, has walked out of the club today. He's left. And citing the raising of the ticket prices and a few other bits and pieces that were going on. He disagreed with. And they're talking about Ancelotti coming in and Warnock being binned. So what's going to happen?
Yeah. Oh, I don't think it's going to happen, first of all, is it? If Ancelotti went in, that'd be hilarious.
I think there's every chance of it happening, to be honest.
I would not want Ancelotti at QPR.
Can they afford him? I mean, they can, they've got the money, but they don't seem to just throw the money around willy-nilly, do they? I can't imagine him being cheap.
I think QPR, to me, that like one of those guys you see out on a Saturday night, wearing all the expensive-looking gear and actually not money at all.
Yeah.
Sort of making out like he's got it all going on, and actually there's not a lot there at all. That's going to be QPR next season, unless they decide to really go for it and chuck some money at it. But they just seem a bit
Keep Warnock in charge and give him some money, he'll keep him up.
He's a good manager. He's a good you know, is he Premier League level? I don't know. I mean,
Tara will go.
Yeah,
I think that's the only reason that he might stay, because obviously Warnock's got the best out of him.
I think there's a chance of keeping Warnock for pre-season and bombing him off early doors next season.
Give him 10 games if they haven't won 5 or to get binned.
Yeah, because they'll make
sort of knee jerk that they'll do, isn't it?
I should think the QPR fans want to keep Warnock after what's done.
I thought Ancelotti can't manage another Premiership team for a year.
Well, no, he's had that. He's negotiated that clause out of his contract as part of his settlement package.
Who are West Ham going to get anyway? That's the real.
Well, do you know what? One of the favourites.
One of the favourites
is Dave Jones, Cardiff manager, as was, I think, because he might be leaving now.
Well, most Cardiff fans wouldn't want Dave Jones as their manager, so.
West Ham would like him as theirs either. Mm. I certainly wouldn't. I don't rate him that highly.
I mean, I'd be looking at Kirbyshley or someone like that. He's the right sort of character to walk in there. He was there before, and I think he'd be a steady pair of hands, to be honest.
I think he's shit.
I think O'Neill is what someone like West Ham needs.
See, O'Neill can now work again, can't he? He's been sort of.
Yeah.
He's had a bit of a cooling off period.
I don't think he's in the running, does he?
I don't really know, to be honest. I'm not sure what his status is. And Billy Davis sounds like there's a rumour he might have left Forest. There was a press conference at Forest today, or Journo took him to Forest today, and twice asked them outright, is Billy Davis still the manager? And both times they said no comment. Which is hardly the sort of glowing recommendation you want, really, is it?
No, it's a bit strange.
But this is just the start of the off season rumours. You know, there's better be a whole load more that we'll talk about.
So where's the Ancelotti stuff come from? Is that from the paper talk?
Exclusive on Mirror Football this morning.
Where's it from?
The vice chairman's quotes.
There are some quotes.
Quotes from the vice chairman.
Naming Carlo Ancelotti.
I don't know whether he's named Carlo Ancelotti, but that was the implication anyway. Mirror Football, check it out on mirrorfootball.co.uk, it's on there. It's a massive weekend of games this weekend. Playoff finals and Champions League finals, Jim.
If we're talking about playoff finals, then we're going straight to AFC Wimbledon.
Yeah, tell us about that first, because that's already happened.
Well, most people will probably know, most of our listeners probably know.
Yeah.
We are AFC Wimbledon, we've been following them all season. We know a couple of guys that play for them, one of them's blogged for us before.
Yeah.
And they won, what was it, 4-3 on penalties? I think
4-3 on pens.
Danny Kebwell, their captain and top scorer, and He's got about 70 goals in about 140 games, so he's averaging about one goal every two games, which is not bad for a forward.
Yeah.
Fitting that he was stepped up and put him in there, but it was actually not a bad game. There was a few chances before extra time. There was one chance, the Luton forwards, he headed the ball and it bounced across the goal, and it was one of those angles where the way it hit the post, there's no reason for it to bounce out. It should hit the post and it should go in. Yeah, his face was absolutely crushed. He was just standing there for about a minute just going, well, why hasn't that gone in? Lee Mitchell, friend of the podcast, came on 4 minutes into extra time, got himself booked straight away.
Good lads.
Lads. Proper Medway boy. And he was actually down to take the sixth penalty.
So he's breathing a sigh of relief.
Yeah, so if Kev would have missed and Luton had scored and taken into some death, Lee would have been up next. So I think he was doubly happy when Kev put that away.
It's a great football story, but you've got to feel sorry for Luton. I mean, Luton were one of my local sides when I was growing up, and I used to go down there quite a lot. And I do really like Luton, and I thought it was a shame when they went out of the league.
Yeah.
And I thought they might have just done it this season. But no, great story for AFC Wimbledon.
It would have been a great story whoever had gone up.
Yeah.
It's one of those games that you would have liked to have seen either one of them go up, because Luton basically lost their football league place through no fault of the team or the fans.
Yeah.
It was down to the way the club was being run. So hopefully he'll bounce back next year. The next big game, League 2 playoff final, Stevenage against Torquay. Now Jim, you've seen these dot play. Stevenage quite sort of rough and ready.
Torquay play some good football.
Torquay are a decent passing side, so
I'm going to back Stevenage for that one.
Yeah, same here.
Definitely.
Same here.
Their manager reminds me a little bit of something the sort of Warner called the Pulis Moles, where might not necessarily make fans for his football style of football, but he gets teams playing. Is it Graham Wesley? Isn't it
Graham Wesley?
He's a bit of a tear.
He orders the players like midway through the first half. One of their players goes down injured.
Yeah.
So that the players can come over and get sort of tactics at the sideline.
Yeah.
He's
a throwback to the sort of the John Beck and those sort of managers.
Yeah.
Not as arrogant and not as anti sort of football as John Beck was, but same principles. But love it, like it or lump it, if you're a Stevenage fan, you're going to love him because he's building a successful team.
He's doing a good job.
They've come up and it'll be a close game. I think Stevenage might shade that. I think they've got some decent players. Well, Stacey Long used to be at Charlton, got one of their goals in the first leg.
Ex-Epsley as well.
Yeah, they've got a couple of decent players down there. Then that's all you need. You get a bit of the base of a big old squad, as we saw Tony Pulis do at Gillingham a few years ago. Add a little bit of flair in there, and you're going to start kicking on, which is what Stoke City are doing now in the Premiership. So
Michael Boswick is one to look out for in their side. He's big and he's strong, but he can play a bit as well. Because he's capable of playing. Definitely, if Stevenage don't go up, he's a player that might struggle to keep.
And I'd rather than Stevenage go up, because I think every fan that does this now, every fan that's team are not involved in the playoffs or even the relegation, you're looking at, okay, where would I like to go next season?
Away trips, yeah.
I'd probably rather do Stevenage. I've changed my mind now. Torquay's a good trip.
Torquay's
a good trip on a Tuesday night. Torquay's a shit trip.
Because you're
getting on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah,
first game of the season.
Bank holiday, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
You're looking at championship clubs are probably looking up on Saturday, thinking Sunday rather, saying, who do I want to come down? Blackpool's a nice trip. Wigan might be closer to them or whatever. It's quite good. So yeah.
So your prediction then?
I think Stevenage will win that. I hope Torquay win it, but I think Stevenage will.
Alright,
Lemon? Purely for, like Jim says, away games next season, I hope Stevenage win. I actually think they will.
Yeah, I think that's some three of us. I think Stevenage will win that. I've seen it a bit too big and too strong, to be honest. The League One player final on paper looks like an absolute belter. Huddersfield v Peterborough, which what I think
it'll be 0-0. I guarantee it.
2 weeks ago on the show, we said we want it to be Huddersfield Peterborough because of the amount of goals that are in that game.
Yeah,
0-0 penalties.
No, I don't know who to call on that. I think Huddersfield have got the experience. I went to the Huddersfield playoff semi-final last season when they lost to Millwall.
Yeah,
and I think Lee Clark said a number of times they're taking experience out of that because they got absolutely bullied that second leg. Millwall went on to play Swindon, didn't they, in the final? So I think that'll help them. That'll really help them. So I'm going for Huddersfield there. Close, but Huddersfield for me.
I'm going to go the opposite way. I think Peterborough. I think Mikal Smith's just going to have a
great. He's injured.
Is he injured?
I don't know.
No, yeah, Peterborough for me. Peterborough by 2 goals.
Okay, I'm going to go for Huddersfield. I just think that Peterborough are very, very good going forward, but they're a bit wobbly at the back. Huddersfield are a good solid team all round. I just think as an overall outfit, I think they might be a bit stronger, but it's going to be a good game. Hopefully there'll be an early goal in that and it's open right up.
So that one's at Old Trafford as well, isn't it?
Yeah, the two League 1 and League 2 games are both at Old Trafford.
Saturday for the League 2, isn't it?
League 2 games on Saturday at 3 p.m. League 1 games Sunday at 3 p.m. and the Championship game is at Wembley at 3 p.m. on Bank Holiday Monday, and that's between Reading and Swansea, Jim. Who have you got in that one?
Do you know what, I reckon Reading might nick it. They did so well at Cardiff, and they were without two of their best players in Kebe and Robson Carnu, isn't
yeah.
it? I think Kebe's back for sure, but that'll be an interesting game as well. It really will, and I'd prefer Swansea to win it. Just
it's very equally matched that fixture. I think them two are probably out the whole.
Well, they're cup final as well, wouldn't they? So it doesn't really matter even if they were miles apart during the season, which they were to a certain extent. Swansea finished third. Reading only got into it because they had that amazing run.
Yeah.
But Swansea plays bloody good football.
See, I mean, Swansea are the better footballing team, but Reading have got all the momentum, haven't they? They've absolutely ripped up the table and got themselves into the playoffs. And the teams with the momentum always seem to do well. Mm. Having said that, I think Swansea will win.
I think
their passing game on a nice big pitch like Wembley, I think they'll give Reading the run around a little bit. And I think they've got Scott Sinclair, you know, people like that. Barini, I really like the look of him up front. He looks very good. And I think they've got that little bit of quality that will get the goal that will make the difference. I think there'll only be one goal difference in this game.
Give him no extra time.
Yeah, it's going to be tight. I'll take Swansea on that one. But talking about Saturday, and you know the reason why the League 2 and the League 1 games are at Old Trafford rather than Wembley is because this Saturday is the Champions League final, Manchester United v Barcelona, as if you didn't know. Who have you got in that, Jim? I mean, it's on, you know, about 3-4 months ago you couldn't have got a bet on anyone other than Barcelona, but Barcelona's form has sort of dropped off just a little bit, and United seem to have picked up a lot of momentum in the last 6 weeks of the season. This game's a lot closer now than it would have been if they played it maybe 2 months ago.
Yeah, do you know what, I can't call it. I really can't. I want United to win, as they're an English club, and I actually quite like a lot of their players.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I wouldn't be surprised if they turn up and win, and I wouldn't be surprised if they turn up and they're 2-0 down at half time and Barcelona are absolutely bossing the game.
Yeah.
I think sometimes I think all this Barcelona stuff is a bit of a myth sometimes. They can't be as good. They're not immortal, are they? They can't be as good as everyone says that they are. If they're on form, then yeah, sure they are, but you can't be on, not all 11 players are going to be on form in such a big game.
Well, as I say, I mean, you know, towards the end of the season, they've not looked as good. I mean, if you think back to when they played Real Madrid and did them 5-0, they looked the best club side you've ever seen. But they've not finished the season quite as strongly.
But by the same token, if they started tapping it around and were 2-0, 3-0, I'd say you're not going to be that surprised.
Oh, United will just be chasing shadows at that point. Yeah. United needs
Park
to get older
is key.
It's true. It's so funny, but it's true.
I think he played Barcelona last through both second legs, they missed out the final last time they last played. But
he was so good against Chelsea, follows
like everyone in the field. Yeah, I think Manchester United have got a really, really good chance. Really good chance.
Do you think they'll win? If you had a fiver to put a bet on, who would you put it on?
Man United for me. I really do think Man United are going to come up to it. If they play anything like they did first leg against Schalke, I think they're actually playing the same team as the first leg against Schalke last round. I think if they play anything like that, I think they'll win.
Cool.
Barcelona are a lot better than Schalke.
They are a shade above Schalke, the
system and formation Manchester United played then was absolutely spot on tactics by Ferguson. I think that's how you have to play against Barcelona. You have to take it to
you've got to press them high up.
Exactly, because
the players at the back, good though they are, they're the ones that aren't quite as comfortable in possession. Dani Alves excluded, because he's very good in possession, but your Puyols and your PKs, just squeeze up on them as much as you can.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this, you probably haven't, Jim, because you weren't in the office. But
what are you going for? Did you answer?
I've got a feeling United might nick it.
Yeah.
I've got I want United to win, and I'm not a big fan of Manchester United. In fact, I don't like them very much in general. And under normal circumstances, I'd be siding with Barcelona in this game. But some of the antics that they've been coming out with in the games, some of the play acting, Busquets in particular, I just can't stand it. And I prefer United to win for English football, and also because I think Barcelona are a little bit overrated.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if you've seen the Betfair thing that we've put on a website where you basically choose your starting 11 from the
both teams.
Both teams. So I've picked my team. So see what you think of this. And there's actually more United than Barcelona in this, which I'm surprised about. Van Sar will be my goalie, so it's him or Victor Valdes.
Well, no, you've got the sub goalkeepers.
I'm assuming that those are the two best ones, right? So I'm going for Van der Sar. But back four, I've got two from each side. I've got Alves at right back and Puyol at centre back, alongside Vidic and Patrice Evra at left back. Midfield, I've gone 4-3-3. So midfield three, Iniesta, Xavi, and I've gone for Park because you need legs in the midfield. And as Leno says, I think Park is absolutely vital. If Darren Fletcher had been playing the back end of the season, then I would have said him
over Park, as over
Park sitting in the team, because you need a bit of a balance in there. But I think Park's the key for United, so I've got him in there up front. And I've been having a bit of a debate with Pitney on the internet about this. Hernandez, Rooney and Messi. He says David Villa should be in there.
He's really out of form, isn't he, Villa?
But he's not in great form, and I think Hernandez is a better option, and I'd have Rooney in there to work back. Messi picks himself, so that's my 4-3-3. Would you make any changes to that, Jim?
So you got right back Alves,
Danny Alves,
Paul Parker.
Yeah, you'd wheel him out.
On a serious point, I think I would go with Pitney, and I'd put Rooney up top with Messi one side and Villa the other, because I think he'd do a better job in a 4-3-3 than Hernandez.
Yeah,
even given current.
Yeah,
form.
I mean Pitney said this, and
as the formation you're playing as a 4-3-3,
yeah,
do that. If I was to do a 4-4-2,
yeah,
I'd have the same midfield of Iniesta, Xavi in the middle, Park one side, Messi the other, with Rooney out front with Villa.
So you play Messi in a wide midfield position?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just let him roam.
Looking at the defence, I'd change Puyol with Ferdinand.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of Puyol. I think he's a good header of the ball, but I just think he gets turned quite a lot.
That was the barmaid saying hello.
Puyol for Ferdinand, because I just think Puyol just gets turned very easily when he's pressed out of the pitch. There's a lot of space in behind himself. But yeah, the rest of it looks good. I mean, Park, as I said earlier. Hernandez, I think I'll keep because of his form and his 20 goals this season in the Premiership.
Yeah.
And his box threat.
Did you see someone was tweeting this morning? I think it was Kai Wayne was saying that the Man United team are setting up in the same formation that they're playing tomorrow, and they've got the reserves to set up as Barcelona. So I think Bebe was Messi.
Aubameyang was
Xavi, and they'd actually got Mick Hucknall in to play Puyol because he's a big United fan, which is nice.
But if you want to pick your team, your All Star Champions League final team, go to the podcast website, and the top story on there at the moment is all about that. So, and tweet us your teams, or leave comments on the article. Let us know who you would pick.
How much deviation has there been from that sort of thing? What about Pitney? Has he picked pretty much the same team via Hernandez?
Pitney wants Villa. He'd have Pitney said Villa over Hernandez.
Yeah, I know you've said that already.
He hasn't argued anything else. So
don't worry, your iPod or your browser has not skipped. Simon's just repeating himself for the fourth time. Did he pick anyone else different, Si?
No.
Okay.
No. But then he hasn't submitted an actual team yet. So we'll
lazy bastard.
Yeah, I know. Right, talking of predictions, what I have here, start of the season, the four of us who were on the show, Jim, you, myself, Stuart and Pitney, all sat down and predicted the four divisions, the SPL and the Champions League, yeah?
Okay.
Now, leaving the Champions League out of this, for reasons that will become apparent, basically
what? Because it's not been
blatant. It hasn't finished yet. But
that won't become apparent. It is apparent
because it's not league based. What I've done is I've scientifically worked out who the best and worst predictions were. Basically, what you do.
See, I thought now you had a newborn baby, you might have something more in your life, but it appears not.
No.
Carry on.
When I'm up at stupid o'clock in the morning, I've got to do stuff, right?
I've been a bit harsh on you today, so I'm sorry.
You're right. For every point you miss out on the title by for each of your predictions, you get a minus point.
Okay, so we predict just the winners of the league.
We've all predicted the winners of each league, right? Now, for example, you predicted Chelsea to win the Premier League. They were 9 points behind, so you get minus 9.
Oh, 9 points behind, not places.
Points.
I prefer places on that one.
But you're not making the rules, aren't you? So that's, right?
Well,
so
let me look at the predictions, and then I'll make my own rules to make sure that I win.
Well, here we go, right?
Okay, I understand.
Right, so...
Do you understand, Levi?
I do.
Right, so...
If you picked West Ham...
You're in trouble.
How many points below Man United were they? Any idea?
Quite a lot, yeah.
You're fucked.
Right, so we'll do you first, since you're here.
Yeah.
You said Chelsea to win the Premier League.
Yeah, -9.
-9. You said Norwich to win the Championship.
Not bad.
-4 points for that.
Did I say they'd win the Championship?
Yep. We said who would win each division, and we all come up with team names.
Why did I
don't worry, so did I, right?
Yeah, but I know. I'd no idea why I said they'd win the league. I thought they might go up.
Yeah.
I would have got good odds on that as well, considering they were probably like 30 to 1 to go up, something like that.
You said Charlton would win League One.
Oh, dear.
They finished 36 points adrift. Right. You said Gillingham would win League Two.
No.
They finished 18 points adrift. And you're not going to like this. You refused to predict the Scottish Premier League. So and the league was won with 93 points.
What? So you're going +93? So
-93.
Fuck you.
Hang on a minute. Right. So your score is -160 points. Okay. Yeah.
It's not okay.
Okay.
No, that's with the 93.
That's with the 93, right? Because if you haven't offered a prediction, then that's.
Well, it's going to be Rangers and Celtic, isn't it?
You should have said one of them, shouldn't you? Right. I said Chelsea would win the league, -9. Norwich would win the league.
Did you go after me by any chance? You probably did. Carry on.
Basically, Chelsea, Norwich, Charlton, Gillingham, we agreed on all of them. And we said this on the show, but I said Celtic.
Oh, so you're...
You missed out by a point, so I'm on -68.
So am I, really.
Simon Pitney said Chelsea would win the league, -9. Forest would win the Championship, -13. Southampton would win League One.
Oh.
They missed out by 3 points. And Rotherham would win League Two, -20, and Celtic, -1. So he's on only on -46, so he's the best. The reason he's the best is because I've got Stuart's ones here. Stuart said that Chelsea... Stick with us, by the way. Chelsea would win a league, 9. Forest would win the Championship, 13 points off. Southampton would win League 1, good prediction, 3 points off. Bradford would win League 2, 34. And here's the killer. We said Scottish Premier League. He said Dundee. Right? Now there's two issues here. Number one, Dundee aren't in the Scottish Premier League. Right? So, and they finished 26 points off the top of the Scottish Premier League. Of that division. So that's 26 points. And because the Scottish Premier League was won by 93 points, so I make that he's 93 plus 26 points off the top, yeah?
Yeah, fair enough.
So his score is -178. So you're not last, Jim.
Good.
So Pitney is the king of the prediction. So what we'll do in one of our build-up shows for the start of the new season, we'll do this again.
Did anyone get one right?
Not a single one of us predicted a single division right.
We've got Pitney's done all right, and a few of us have done all right.
Pitney's done okay. I mean, you would have been the same
Norwich
as me.
And Southampton,
you and me would have been pretty much the same unless you said Rangers. It would have been 1 point different.
Between us, we've got the team that finished second
in the top two divisions.
Got me a heart there.
In four
and Scotland,
divisions.
And Scotland.
Yeah, in four out of five divisions, we've got the team that finished second between us. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
I say, I did go with Hart and Gillingham, but also we were the favourites. And
we were the favourites, and there was no one else stood out at the time. That's why we did it.
Wickham would have been the only other time.
I said Man United at the start of the season in my own thing.
Yeah.
What, your own head? Your own podcast.
The Lemo podcast. But what we'll do, this again at the start of the season, and we'll get it all down and we'll see, and we'll sort of revisit them as the season goes on.
This week, when I've refused to do an SPL one, can you remind me that it might be worth me doing one?
Well, bear in mind, when we did this, we had no idea that we'd even still be doing a show by now.
Yeah, that's very true.
And thank you to the literally dozens of you who are listening to this. Right, I think we're virtually done, Jim. Is there anything you want to drop in before
we finish? Virtually done or actually done?
Well, if you've got something more to say, then we'll add it in. Anyway.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Tom Lemons a question.
Go for it.
If you had to summarise Sheffield United, the club, in one character from a film, what film character would they represent? Sorry, you need to do the same about Gillingham.
Jesus. How long have we got?
Not that long. Well, as long as you want, really.
I'd probably go for, you know, the guy out of the Terminator, the policeman that keeps going down into that metallic liquid.
For some reason, I thought you were ticking Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
No.
That's
Splinter. Terminator, where it's the policeman, he runs and goes down into metal liquid and then comes back up again.
Okay.
Yeah.
That well, you one. Hope they come back up, don't they?
Well, we're becoming a yo yo club, so let's hope it ends soon.
Stuart?
Film actor, yeah?
Simon, sorry, your name's not Stuart.
No, I know it's not.
Film actor.
Oh. Alright, can I have Dan Aykroyd from Trading Places? Because he was doing quite well.
And I've got no idea what film this is. Do a film everyone knows.
Most people have heard of Trading Places.
Oh, I haven't.
Most old people, maybe.
Right, Peppa Pig the movie, you heard of that one?
Yeah. Well, I've heard of it, I haven't seen it.
They're a pig of a side at the moment, they say. There you go.
Okay, fair enough.
Anyone who has understood my Trading Places reference,
yeah, cool.
Dan Aykroyd was a city trader who was doing very well for himself, and he swapped places with Eddie Murphy. A couple of businessmen managed to get them to switch their lives.
Sounds
around.
Like Big.
It was the same sort of time that Big
like a black white version of Big.
Yeah, no, it was a very good film. And Gillingham Football Club at the moment are Dan Aykroyd when he fell on hard times in Trading Places. So that's my one. Who would you suggest?
I'd say Tom Cruise would be in the sky after the crash. Because they were right, and now they're fucked. So we've got no players.
We have no players. Right, that's us done. Check out the website footballpodcast.co.uk. Follow us on Twitter.
Oh, hang on. We've got a date confirmed for the pubbies.
Yes, we have.
It's lucky I'm here.
Well done, mate. Yeah. The football podcast.
Can you remember the date?
Yes, I can. It is the last Friday in June, which I believe is the 24th of June. Is that right?
Let me just check my calendar.
Calendar.
Which we
Friday the 24th of June rings bells to me. So I think
yes, it is.
And what we're going to do, we're going to publish the route, which will be in the Soho area of central London. We're going to be doing 7 pubs. We're going to be having a pint of Alpine Lager in each pub and giving away 7 football podcast awards, toasting the winners and losers of the season. So anyone who wants to join us on that, you're more than welcome.
If you need any more motivation to turn up, Stuart Hall will probably piss himself because he does so on a regular basis.
Yeah,
No, he's done it before. He was walking over a bridge once and he pissed himself.
Oh, okay.
Just the mere sight of water.
Because I actually got a phone call. Jim, I reckon your mate's on Strew Bridge and he's just pissed himself. Okay, yeah, I'll collect him, thank you. And I did, and he had.
Excellent. So June the 24th, keep that date in your diary. Check the website, we'll have more information about what's going on. Footballpodcast.co.uk, Twitter @footballpodcast, and email us banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. That's us done this week. We'll speak to you in a week's time.